Welcome to Economically Speaking, the information podcast designed to bring you the latest economic development news in the town and the surrounding area. Hosted by Babylon IDA CEO Tom Dolan.
Well, hello everyone and welcome to Economically Speaking. I'm your host, Tom Dolan, and we are excited for today's episode. We have, again, we always have a special guest, but a very special guest today, Dorothy Roberts. She is the president of the Long Island Hospitality Association, also known as the LIHA. Welcome to the podcast, Dorothy.
Thank you.
Good to have you here, and we want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day. But before we get started, I just want to also remind everybody that this is a quick reminder that this podcast is not intended for official, financial, legal, or professional advice. The information shared is only for the purposes of discussion. So, Dorothy, again, thank you for coming. And maybe we could start by you can share a little bit with the listening audience, a little bit about your background and the work that you do here on the island.
Sure. So, to go way back, I've been in the hospitality industry for over 25 years. And I started originally in Washington, D.C. Hilton Hotel had recruited some people on our campus, and I was one of them. And I started working right away with Hilton Corporate, which was huge at the time because you really got to see what happened on a broader scale when you worked for corporate. So I was in D.C. for about 15 years, and then I moved back to Long Island. I grew up here. I moved back to Long Island, and I thought, well, when I move back to Long Island, I really want to be involved, especially in the hospitality tourism industry here. So I've worked with many different brands as far as in operations and sales, and that is a great way to start in the hotel industry because you really see what happens in every department, and you see things on a broader scale when you get to the regional or corporate level. And that is something that is really important because as you grow in the hospitality industry in your career, you can relate to a lot of things that happen on the property level. And at a certain point, I started working with Oxford Hospitality here on Long Island, and that's where I was in operations, but now I also do hotel development. And in part of the process, I started as the vice president of the Long Island Hospitality Association. And then a couple of years ago, they appointed me to president of the association.
Right. Well, they made a good choice.
Oh, thank you. I could add, it's the first woman ever in the history of the association to be president.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You did receive an honor, right?
Yes. Yes.
In March?
Yes.
Very good. You know, when we, before, as we were getting ready to put the podcast together and this episode together, we were having a conversation on the phone, and there were some tremendous numbers. Sometimes I don't think people realize the impact that the hospitality industry has here on Long Island. And maybe we can just kind of talk a little bit about some of the numbers. I know we have, you know, visitors in 2023, and again, we just discussed that we don't have all the up-to-date numbers.
Yes, the numbers are released from Albany as far as Long Island with Nassau and Suffolk County.
Right.
So we should be getting the updated 2024 numbers in the later part of 25.
Gotcha. But in 2023, $7.5 billion would it be, right? Spending reached, it was a 12% increase over the prior year. You attracted over 41.8 million visitors. We have 23.1 million day trippers and 18.7 million overnight guests. Those are tremendous numbers. Do you expect tourism on Long Island to keep going in an upward trend like this?
Yes.
Okay. And we do have a lot. Where do you see most of the activity happening?
So I think for Long Island itself, and when we talk about Long Island, it's Nassau and Suffolk County. We have so many things on Long Island that attract people here. And as Long Islanders that grow up here and we see things every day, we might not always take advantage of the things that we have here. But when we attract people in, and then when I say people, tourists that are coming in, they when they come to Long Island, a lot of people outside the area will hear about the Hamptons. And that's one of those things they'll say, oh yeah, you know, we've heard about the Hamptons, we want to go to the Hamptons. So what we do from the tourism side is we try to acknowledge that, yes, we do have the Hamptons, but we have so much more here.
Sure.
There, when you think about Long Island, you have the dotted villages on the North Shore, which are very New England type villages. They all have their own character. They all have those main streets where you have those cute shopping type boutiques, which is great. And again, it's all about small businesses and showing what they can do and what they can produce here on Long Island. We have those villages. We have our wonderful beaches here in Long Island.
Sure.
One thing, as people know, because Ryder Cup is coming here, right. But besides Bethpage, we have other world-class type golf courses here on Long Island. We also have a lot of history here. When people learn about the Washington Spy Trail here, if you ever watch the series Turn, there's so many things as far as history. It goes back into the 1600s and what's happened here on Long Island. And I have to say about Long Island, we're very proud of our history here. Hmm. And each village and each town is very, very proud of what their town has to offer. So we incorporate all of that when we talk about what there is to do on Long Island. And think about the entertainment venues that we have here.
Sure.
The Paramount in Huntington, I think, was just won an award for one of the top entertainment venues in the country.
Wow. Yeah.
We have UBS Arena. We have things like Splish Splash. We have all of the wineries. We have, as far as entertainment, probably every town or village has some type of entertainment venue. So there's something to do when you come here. We could give you a list of things to do when you stay on Long Island.
That's excellent. And how do you attract or connect with people that are looking? And I know you were an ex officio board member at Discover Long Island. Do you work with them?
Yes, I'm still on the board of Discover Long Island.
Okay.
And Discover Long Island now represents Suffolk County, and then we have another agency that represents Nassau County, and they're actually the destination marketing organization that helps promote tourism. And in doing that, what they do is they're able to get a lot of data, and that data helps us even from the hospitality side. Mm. And that data includes how many people are coming here, how much do they spend when they come here, what feeder cities, where are they coming from. And it also, if you go to Discover Long Island website, they have a list of different things to do on Long Island when people come and visit. The hotels on Long Island also work with Discover to be able to share information.
Sure.
And when we have guests that come here, we could say you can go to the Discover Long Island website to learn more about what you can do while you're staying here.
Awesome. That's great. You know, and the other thing, again, in speaking with you prior to and getting ready for this, the economic impact that it has,
yes,
here for us locally is tremendous. And maybe we could talk a little bit about the jobs that it supports here on the island, and also what it generates locally here for the local economies.
Right, like we had mentioned, it's about $900 million that it generates just in Nassau and Suffolk County. And then as far as jobs, it's close to 80,000 at this point for the amount of jobs that it generates. So the hospitality industry is very, very important economically for Long Island. And when you're coming to stay, when you're coming here to stay here, not only do you stay in the hotel, which generates revenue, but you also will go to the places that I just spoke about.
Sure.
And even some of our shopping here on Long Island. We have world-class shopping here on Long Island.
Absolutely.
And believe it or not, for the international travelers, that's one of the top things that they ask about.
Wow.
And they usually spend more than domestic travelers because they come for a longer period of time. So they'll come anywhere from a week to 2 weeks, where domestic travelers usually will come, say, for 5 to 7 days.
Right.
So their length of stay is longer, the amount that they spend here is longer, and like I said, they typically will look for some type of shopping as well while they're here.
And it is, look, even being a resident here on Long Island, like you said earlier, you know, you can go up to, I'm on the South Shore, but you can go up to the North Shore and you feel like you are on vacation.
Yes.
A little bit, just because of, it's different. It really is.
And we do get staycations.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people that live here on Long Island or even coming out from the city that will do staycations here on Long Island because there's so many things to do. And for people saying, okay, do I fly to Bahamas or, you know, other places and pay for the plane fare? you could stay here and really create an exciting vacation for your family.
I totally agree with that. So we talked about the jobs that it creates, and let's talk about the workforce and the opportunities that that are here and that are available. What types of jobs in the hospitality industry do you see? And then we were kind of, again, we did a lot of talking before the podcast.
Yes.
We were kidding about, maybe we should have turned that microphones on. But maybe you can just kind of share with us a little bit as far as what that ecosystem looks like.
Sure. One thing that's great about the hospitality industry is that there's so many different career paths, and there's so many different types of jobs. And the hospitality industry is so broad. So if you have a college degree, you can be in the hospitality industry. If you don't have a college degree, you can be in the hospitality industry. And there's all different ways to start in the industry. A lot of people think about the hospitality industry and starting as a server. In the hotel part of it, maybe you start at the front desk. There's different ways to grow in the industry. And I always tell students that we, in our association, we also provide internships and scholarships, and we do a lot of mentoring. And the one thing I tell those students is that if you're interested in the hospitality industry, there's so many directions you can go, but the most important thing is you have to like people, because that's who we are. We're a service industry. And if you show initiative in the hospitality industry, you will really, really exceed quickly. I know people that started as bellmen that turned out to be owners of hotels, and they started out making $10 an hour, and then now they're multimillionaires.
Wow.
There's people that start out at the front desk, and then they take a path through operations, and they wind up going into corporate or becoming a general manager, where you're making $100,000 or $200,000 or $300,000 a year.
Wow.
And when you work in the hotel industry, especially if you work at a branded property, whether it's Hilton or Marriott, there's a lot of benefits. You can travel around the world and get hotel rooms at $40 or $50 a night.
Wow, that's
there's perks.
That's exciting. So, how do you attract people to your industry? What are the tools that you have that you use to attract people?
So what we do with our association, with the Long Island Hospitality Association, like I said, we reach out to try to really engage in some of the younger demographic too. That being said, there's other things we do with other organizations on Long Island that work more with the trades, and they're looking to have other opportunities for people in the trades. Because listen, every hotel needs maintenance. Every hotel needs housekeeping. It's a building, and whether it's a catering venue, a restaurant, you need designers, you need architects, you need general contractors, you need accountants, HR people. It expands every part of the business realm.
Yeah.
So what we do is we try to engage the younger demographic by doing things like the internships and the mentorships. But we also work with other organizations on Long Island to kind of work together to say, what do we need here on Long Island to attract younger people, not only to come here, but to stay here?
Sure.
And, you know, that's a whole other conversation on what we need to do to have them here.
Right.
And how we can make it more affordable for them to be here. Because one thing about Long Island is that we do have a lot to offer. But when it comes down to, and that's one thing we kind of struggle with in the hospitality industry, is okay, you want to invite talent to come here. Once they come here and then they say, okay, I'm going to be making $75,000 a year, but my apartment's going to cost me $3,500 a month,
yeah,
and my utilities and my insurance, you don't always attract the people that you need to.
Understood. We, you know, we deal with, again, being the industrial development agency, we deal with a lot of the companies, especially locally, and that has always been an issue with them. And again, we're involved with trying to get more housing and housing options,
yes,
here, but that was always a big key to them. It's just not keeping the talent here, but it's also being able to attract. So yeah, that continues to be something that needs to be discussed.
And I think with the younger talent too, is that we have a lot of people in our industry that have been in the industry for a while. They're very good at mentoring, they're very good at recruiting talent, And then we also work with local high schools.
Nice.
So we reach out to school districts. There's about 127 school districts on Long Island. So we reach out to those school districts to try to implement hospitality courses under their business program. So those students are introduced to hospitality, have some type of interest, and then we work with colleges and universities on Long Island and say, can you help with the curriculum in the high schools? And can you also give credits? So when they come to your college, they already have 3 or 6 or 9 credits. And those, some of the colleges on Long Island are more engaged than others, but we also work with the colleges and universities to try to get hospitality programs put in those colleges as well. So it really does increase the awareness, mm-hmm. and it increases kind of our talent pool, because like you said, hospitality is expanding, and we're generating $900 million to the tax base here and creating 80,000 jobs. And I think that's just going to grow in the next couple of years.
Sounds like there should be a little bit of a reinvestment in there too.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
No, that's great. And it, just even listening to you and anybody listening now, you realize how expansive it is. Again, there's many opportunities within, under that umbrella, which is tremendous. It really is. Where visitors spend and who benefits, okay? So if we as we look at this, we continue visitor spending breakdowns according to Tourism Economics. They say 36% is food and drink, 20% lodging, 16% rentals and service, 8% recreation, 7% second homes, and Suffolk County, I guess, being a little bit larger, accounts for 57% of the spending, Nassau 43. What are some of the areas in hospitality services you think we need to improve to help benefit the local economy?
So I think with hospitality in general, there's a lot of things that we're doing right. And when you look at places like Long Island, because we have those demand generators here, we're really able to create this business model that works. There's one thing that we've been trying to do on Long Island, and that's to be able to get a convention center here. It's been in talks for 20, 30, 40 years, mm-hmm. and it's one of those things that's very difficult to do. When we talk about the generation of tax revenue from the hospitality industry, and especially the hotel-motel tax, the occupancy tax, that is generated by the hotels on Long Island, and that goes into so many different things. It doesn't just go back to the hospitality industry. I wish more of it did go back to the hospitality
right.
industry, but
right.
it goes to things, it supports things in the counties, such as parks and recreation, historic sites. It goes to infrastructure as well. And those things really do help with tourism because, you know, when you come to Long Island, you have MacArthur Airport, which is such a gem that we have here, and we're doing those things right. You know, we partner with the airport to do a lot of different things because we feel that airport is important, and the expansion of that and the development around that airport is so important
sure.
because that's going to bring more people here to Long Island, but in a very effective way. We don't, from the hospitality standpoint, we don't want to do anything that would hurt Long Island as far as the character and what it has to offer, because we already have traffic here. We don't want a lot more traffic here, but we want to attract the right type of tourism, the right type of development. And I think doing a convention center in that area by the airport, it's not overcrowded now. We have the land to do that. We have an airport. We have the Ronkonkoma Hub. So there's a lot of reasons why we can do it there. It's just being able to get everyone to work together
sure.
to get that done.
Sure, and a lot of the work that has been done there is tremendous.
Yes.
It's all sitting there, absolutely. You know, as far as the hospitality infrastructure, right now there's about 18,000 hotel rooms, and I know probably more to come on soon.
Yes.
Right, we're excited about one of them.
me too.
But the occupancy here is 72.4, well above the national average. Do you see growth happening with hotels and here on the island?
So there will be some growth, as we know, because we know there are hotels in the pipeline right now. There's 2 hotels that are currently being built here on Long Island, and there's several that are in the pipeline. And again, those will face some challenges because doing development, there's always challenges, whether it's here or other places. Sure. Long Island has some more challenges because it's a little bit more expensive to do development here because the cost of land here is more expensive, taxes are more expensive, insurance. There's a lot of reasons why. But in some aspects, because of the barriers of entry to do development here, especially with hotels, it does create a limited supply. So if you do own a hotel here, it's good news for you, gotcha. Right? And the thing is that right now we have hotel rooms on Long Island that can serve what we have coming into Long Island, but do we lose some business each year? Yes, because we don't have certain types of hotels here too. We have some luxury hotels here on Long Island, but not a lot.
Right.
So for instance, when we do Belmont Stakes or when we had the international cricket tournament that came to Long Island, I work with them and they would say, okay, what luxury hotels do you have? And we do have some. We have the Garden City Hotel. There's some here on Long Island, but they want those upscale luxury hotels that they see in other parts of the country.
Sure.
We just haven't done that on Long Island. And if you think about it, we have not built a full-service hotel in Long Island in over 40 years.
Wow, yeah.
For the economics that we have here, for the demand generators, if you look at the demographics of the people that live here and work here, it's some of the highest earning demographics in the country.
Sure.
And we have certain things. We have the Cannon headquarters here. We have world-class medical here, world-class education here. So there are a lot of reasons to build here. Mm-hmm. It's just development is difficult. But again, that's why we turn towards the IDA,
right.
To be able to get those projects done. Because when you do these pro formas and you work out the financials, it's hard to get investors if the numbers don't work. So the IDA does help us to be able to get those numbers work to move forward with development.
Sure. No, it is so important. And again, there is that multiplier effect. We're talking about the area on 110, we got, that little airport there,
but yes,
it provides, along the 110 corridor there. So very important. And also what you're talking about, the high end, I mean, we face the same thing too with development. And how do you guys balance, local concerns? It's hard, right? Even just, so you may get a developer in, you got a property there ready to go, but then
yes.
The community comes out and they start to throw it all. You got studies. You invested into studies and things like that, and they just throw stuff at you. That's kind of crazy sometimes. And it's okay. I always say it's okay for people to have a concern, and they should be.
Yes.
But if they understood the benefits sometimes that, they may not be fighting as much.
Well, and sometimes it's a vacant piece of land that's been there for a while.
Right.
And every community member will have a different view on what they want to happen on that piece of land. And as Long Islanders, we all know we don't want something that's going to be a detriment, right? So development has to be done wisely, and you do need community support and
sure.
input. And that's one thing we do as developers and other developers that I talk to in Long Island that are doing, whether it's hotel development or other type of housing developments, they really do want community input because they want their project to be successful. And they want the community to know that they're part of this community. They want it to work. And that's why there's so much money put into development prior to even putting a shovel in the ground.
Sure.
These developers lay out millions of dollars in research, in feasibility, with architects, with designers, with the municipalities, with environmental. There's so much
Absolutely.
That they have to do, and it's risky.
Sure.
Because like you said, you might get to a certain point and then the community says, no, we definitely don't want it. And it's killed.
Absolutely.
So you lose that money that you put in.
As you're speaking too, I'm thinking of when we're talking about the need here. We had a family reunion going back a little ways, but we were here in Lindenhurst and I had family staying in Hop Hog.
Yes.
So we do have a need here. There's no
yes.
doubt about it, right? The other thing is we wanted to talk a little bit about an article that came out recently in a local paper. We won't mention the paper, but in speaking with you, you said that some of the information that came out, and it was about international tourism coming here to Long Island and the impact that that would have. Maybe you can just kind of share with us a little bit.
Sure. So when you look at international travel into Long Island, it's a little bit different than, say, New York City. And I was just at a meeting yesterday with Discover Long Island, and they spoke about international travel and tourism. And JFK is still the number one destination where people enter into this country. So when you know that, you see, okay, so people are going into New York City, and as far as international travel, if people are going into New York City, are they spending most of their time in New York City, or are they going outside of New York City? So one thing that affects Long Island is what happens in New York City to a certain extent. Right now you see the hotel rooms in New York City, the rates that they're getting are very, very healthy rates. And part of that I think is related to the Airbnb legislation that came down and kind of really stopped a lot of Airbnb. And that was something the hotel industry wanted in New York City, and that created more demand for hotels. But we do get some of those international travelers that will fly into JFK because MacArthur is not international yet.
Sure.
So you will get the travelers that come into New York City, and part of what the tourism agencies here on Long Island want to do is pull some of that business out to Long Island so they spend their dollars here and really experience what Long Island is about. And with the international travelers, it's not just leisure. And Long Island does have some international project-based business. They do have some international corporate that comes here. And from what I'm hearing, it was maybe affected slightly as far as when I say international European, Mexico, or even coming from Canada, but not to the extent really it really impacts Long Island.
Gotcha.
I think it will impact New York City more.
Right.
But for us on Long Island, not so much. We still have, in the Hamptons, believe it or not, there's a lot of international travelers that come to the Hamptons in the summertime. And in all indicators right now, it's showing that those are still booked.
Gotcha.
And still coming in.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
It really is. And sometimes you got to be careful of the headline, right? Not that I want to start any wars or anything like that. The other thing, I just want to remind our listening audience to please, after the show, go to our show notes. We will have all of Dorothy's contact information, all of the things that we're discussing here today, if you want to go on, and it will help you. We're looking ahead to some of the major events. We have a major event coming, and I know you're preparing for that. We got the Ryder Cup 2025 at Bethpage. You're expected to bring about 250,000 visitors. 150 million in economic impact. So that's an exciting event.
It's so exciting.
Yeah.
It is one of the events that when it comes to a place like Long Island, and listen, there's people out there that don't golf. They don't really follow what Ryder Cup is. And Ryder Cup is their Super Bowl of golf.
Right.
It is an international event. So you will have people from all over the world that come here, and it's not just the people that come to see the whole, you know, event. From it lasts for just a couple of days, really. It's not, but what happens is you have corporations that will come, spend millions of dollars. Each corporation comes in, they want to put up their, you know, VIP clients here. They get them tickets, they have their chalets and tents set up there. They will spend a lot of money as far as the corporate sponsorships that come here. They've done, when it comes to corporate, and even when you talk about media flocks from around the world, they need hotels to stay at.
Right.
They've done, NBC and other media companies have done buyouts in full service hotels on Long Island because they just buy the hotel, all the rooms for that stay, you know, length of the event. But then you also have other people that come to Long Island. You're going to have other vendors. You have a lot of support that come here that have to operate what's going on there. You have security. You have New York State police that come. They all need hotel rooms. And what happens if you have PGA Juniors, that's a whole other event that happens after. You'll also have people that are on Long Island that belong to some of the exclusive country clubs here that invite their clients to come and play there the week prior or the week after. Sure. So it expands out, but the amount of money that's spent here, people that come here, they're not just going to that event.
Right.
They're
right.
using all of the things we talked about. They're going shopping. They're going to restaurants. They're going to the beaches. You know, they're going to all of these places that support small business here in Long Island, and they stay for a good portion of that event and even longer. So for Long Island, this is a huge win.
Right. And when is the dates on that?
So it starts in September. I think the dates actually start around September 25th to the 29th. But the weekend before, I can tell you most hotels on Long Island are sold out already. There are some hotels that have a limited amount of rooms, but I'm just letting everyone know out there, they're yeah. probably starting at $600 up to $1,200 or $1,500 a night. And that's because even I think a couple of years ago when Ryder was in the United States, I believe it was in Wisconsin, they were selling rooms at $1,200 in Wisconsin. Wow. So here wow. we are in Long Island. So it shouldn't be such a sticker shock to people coming in. And I'll tell you, the people that come here for Ryder know that they're going to have to spend money when they come. They have a love for golf, and they will come here, and it's for them, they spend the money because they want to experience what Ryder's all about.
Yeah, it is a cool event, no doubt about that. And that's exciting that it's going to be here. And I think you said before that you're going to have tickets for... I'm kidding.
I wish I had tickets.
I was going to say, go to the show notes. No, but again, such a great event. So insightful as far as some of the things that you discussed. Do you have any final remarks or anything you'd like to share with the listening audience before we start wrapping up?
No, I think our industry here on Long Island, the hospitality industry, has a lot to offer people that want to get into a type of career, and we have mentioned this before, but if you're an accountant, if you're a designer, if you're somebody who wants to be in sales or somebody that wants to do maintenance or food and beverage or operate something, and it's not just hotels, hospitality in Long Island is about tourism. It's about restaurants, catering venues, even assisted living now is kind of coming under the umbrella of hospitality wow. because of everything it encompasses.
Sure.
And believe it or not, we've been in talks with certain medical facilities here on Long Island and hospitals because they have really expanded their food and beverage at the hospitals. So that's a whole other area where you never thought about it before. They're recruiting top chefs. Like Northwell, I know, is recruiting top chefs from around the country
wow.
to come and prepare foods in their hospitals. So hospitality is expanding in so many different ways. We create a lot of jobs on Long Island. We create, as far as the tax base, we provide in the money that we generate, like I said, it goes into the infrastructure in Long Island, it goes into historic sites, it goes into parks and recreation. There's so many ways that hospitality really supports economics. And it's not just on Long Island, it's everywhere that hospitality is.
Right.
And if you come into the hospitality industry, you will find a job anywhere in the world because hospitality is everywhere.
Right.
So for us on Long Island, we're excited that we're in hospitality here on Long Island because it really is dynamic and it changes all the time. So when we have different events that happen on Long Island like this, it's the Ryder Cup, and then we have the U.S. Open that's coming in 26. That's going to be out east. There's other things, and then there's smaller things that happen on Long Island that we really have to look at. We have, you know, last year we had the cricket tournament coming in. We have a barbecue, international barbecue festival that's happening in Nassau County. There's all these events that are coming to Long Island. They choose Long Island because we have a lot to offer. And one thing I want to just say as far as hospitality and Long Island, you know, people can say what they want about New Yorkers in general, right? And there's this perception about New Yorkers that they can be rude or a little abrupt at times.
Right.
I can tell you when people come here and visit, whether it's internationally or people come from the Midwest or the South and they come to Long Island, the feedback that we get is that, wow, New Yorkers are really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very, we don't put any pretense, right? So when you start talking to somebody from New York, and I've heard this over and over again from people that visit Long Island especially, is that Long Island is such a welcoming place. And that New Yorkers are not bad people. They kind of, the feedback I get is that they become your friend so quickly. Right. And they start a conversation with you very quickly. And they said, especially about Long Island. And I take pride in that because I'm proud of Long Island and I'm proud of what we have to offer visitors here. But I'm also proud of what we can establish in the hospitality industry as far as what we can offer to Long Islanders and what Long Islanders can kind of give back to us.
It's good stuff. I love your passion.
I do. I have a passion for the industry. Yes. And I think people that come into our industry, and if they're the right type of person, like I said, as far as that they like people and like dynamics of changing every day and things really happening at a fast pace, that's the industry for you.
That's awesome. Very good. Any contact information? So you got me excited. I might be putting in my resignation today. No, I'm kidding. But... how would people get in touch with you?
Sure. So like we mentioned before, I work at Oxford Hospitality, and that's where we oversee hotels in Long Island, and we operate hotels, we develop hotels, and that my office there is located in Jericho, so I'm sure you can put that information for the podcast.
Sure.
And then also as far as the hospitality, Long Island Hospitality Association, you can go to www.liha.org. And there's information about getting involved in our association, becoming a member, doing advocacy for us, or just really seeing what we're about and using us as a resource.
That's great. Okay. Well, Dorothy Roberts, I want to thank you so much for being here today. Yeah, this was great. And again, I just want to remind everybody, you were listening to Economically Speaking. My name is Tom Dolan. Have a great day, everyone.
This episode of Economically Speaking podcast was brought to you by the Town of Babylon IDA. To find out more information about today's topic, our guest, or to simply stay connected, please visit the show notes where you'll find all the relevant links.